I briefly need to address something that happened yesterday because it's going to be an ongoing issue with me. I had an argument with a Catholic about, you know, whether or not a communion wafer was a symbolic disc. And
it's good. I can tell the way you say it that you've just changed your mind.
Well, it's, you know, I thought through the issue because I don't like being called ignorant. And, you know, and then in the Time magazine piece about our network, I was called sort of incendiary and raw because of calling religious people. I should be more sympathetic. And I said, to what, organized delusion? And, you know, I just want people to understand that. I understand that if you have faith and you believe, you're unable to see the truth properly. I understand that. And I understand that your truth is what it is, and truth is all relative to perception. I understand that. But in terms of how I behave around people who believe, the reason I'm criticizing religion is not just because I think religion is bad. I think it's important to have faith. I think faith is possible without having a belief system in place. It can come from just being rational. But I don't think I need to behave like... Sometimes when you're dealing with people who are very religious, it's sort of like dealing with a retarded child, you know, in terms of like, you know.
This sounded as though you were starting out with some kind of apology, backpedaling, and it's all gone kind of like a fast forward.
No. You didn't seriously think that was going to happen.
Let me explain. Like, say you've got a retarded child who's pointing at a tree, and he's saying, look, it's a rocket. And because he's retarded, all you can really do is go, yes, it is a rocket, but it's a tree, but it's a rocket. Okay, it's a rocket. Now, this guy yesterday, you know, because, you know, why bother hurting the retarded child? Because he believes that, you know, and you know, it's all about fun.
I think it's amazing that, okay, go.
But, well, just what I'm saying is that, like, I think that the problem, the wall I was hitting yesterday was that the Catholic guy, and I respect his beliefs, I really do, but... It's going to always be a wall that you're going to hit. Is that to him, he in order to have faith, he has to believe what he believes. If he questions it, then his faith comes into question. And I understand that. That's his choice. But I don't have to, you know, agree with him. And my truth is objective and a little more rational in terms of how I'm assessing it because I don't have the same faith. And I think we can agree to disagree. You know, I think that most people believe in God just in case.
Wait a minute, really? You said all that to say we could agree to disagree.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think if you go back, if you were to look at the transcript, you could probably...
I admire anybody with a belief system that they stick to and they think is coherent and they
really
can't,
like Hitler?
And they can't find a, well, kind of anybody with a small A.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, a religious belief system. I just, because it's intriguing, it's fascinating.
But when it comes into politics, though.
You're the kind of person who's naturally quite cynical and questioning, no matter how curious you are, it's very easy to pick holes into everybody's argument intellectually. But I do, as long as somebody's doing no harm.
But the Christian Zionists, like people we were just talking about with Sidney Blumenthal, when you have an organized, politicized, you know, religious movement that is influencing politics, don't you think that that is, you know, should come into question?
Certainly politically that should come into question, but I mean, the whole kind of...
Okay,
we'll deal with this on the phones in an hour when people call here to start cursing you out.
Look, I think everyone should have the freedom to do what they want.
Yeah, including me. I'm going to go move on.
Okay, all right.
Let me move on.
Go for it.